Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, April 12, 2012. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. I repeat, 888-773-4496. You may also access this program through Blog Talk Radio number of 646-652-4620. We're on two platforms, and either phone would work. If you're on a cell phone, it doesn't make any difference if you call toll-free. It is toll-free. Or if you're on a landline, you can use the toll-free number. Either one. Be my guest. Send your emails to comments at libertytalkradio.com. Folks, I mean that. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. I like your opinions, your comments, and especially your disagreements or you know, your disagreements. I mean, let me know. Let me know what you disagree with. We'll do a program on it. I'd love to hear from you. I will answer every email. I always do. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net. That's sutton-associates.net. And sign up. In his monthly newsletters and podcasts, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. For your daily commentary on current issues, I suggest that you read the briefs by Paul Jacobs, Common Sense. Just go to thisiscommonsense.com. Both guys are terrific. One guy takes the financial end, the other guy takes the legislative end. You'll get a good flavor of what is going on and what you need to do because it's all thought through critically. None of this top stuff, you know, where you just sounds good because you're of one political persuasion. Excellent reading. And they're relatively short, and it makes it put you back in perspective. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website as well as iTunes. You may also follow us on Twitter under @LibertyJoe. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Good morning, everyone. This is kind of an up morning for me because it looks like the program that's been picked up by 1170 KFAQ here in Tulsa Talk Radio, one of the biggest talk radio shows, probably the biggest talk radio show in the nation, is kind of interested in my show. I've done three programs with them so far. We had a rebroadcast yesterday, which would be aired on Sunday morning, 8 o'clock Central Time, and it's on 1170 KFAQ. I am really psyched. I am really excited about this whole thing. If they pick up this program, it's not a big move for me, folks. It means really, to me, nothing. I am nothing. I'm just a person. But it is a giant, a huge quantum step for the freedom movement. I mean the pure freedom movement, not the people who say, well, you know, we should be free and bomb Afghanistan and get those guys. No, I don't mean any of that stuff. I mean the people who understand the concept of freedom. We don't have many of those. One person who really did was Judge Napolitano. Now, he got kicked off the air. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting at all that ICAT in any way, shape, or form ever even follow in the shadow of Judge Napolitano. The guy was brilliant. I mean, he was a judge, an attorney. He knew the inner workings of Washington. He understood all the bills. I don't. I mean, this guy is, I mean, light years ahead of me. But my point being is the message is the same. We take different approaches. We come from different places. I come from more of a, not a pragmatic place, but more from a common place, a common person's point of view rather than an educated or professional point of view. But the message is exactly the same. The end result is exactly the same. Now, I'm not going to replace Judge Napolitano. I'm not suggesting that at all. Please, so you can save your emails on that. I admire the man. What I'm saying is that we need more voices on liberty. Now, the problem that we have with the liberty movement, in my opinion, again, everything I say is my opinion, and hopefully most of this has been thought through relatively critically, so we're not just talking off the top of our heads like this, thus, that, none of that stuff. I've been through that before. I don't ever want to go back there. But most people who feel the way we do, or the people who really understand the concept of liberty, that you yourself, you are sovereign in and of yourself. No one owns you. You is you, if you will. When you are born, when I say you, I'm not talking about citizens of the United States or citizens of a particular state in the United States. I'm talking about citizens of this planet. I don't care where. I don't care if it's Botswana. I don't care if it's Sri Lanka. I don't care if it's Russia, China, France, Germany, Brazil, Argentina, Chile. It makes no difference where you were born. This rule applies to everyone. And this program is for everyone around the world. This is why I continue the internet program, although now I'm broadcasting commercially on 1170 KFAQ. Because this is international. I want everyone to listen to this message. Now, you can pick up the podcast on KFAQ. Go to that podcast and, you know, it says listen, and then it says shows, and then you put on weekends, which I'm on, and then somehow you get to it, you know. But this is direct. And I think I'll continue doing this because I really enjoy that. I have a studio at home. I think I'll continue doing this as well as broadcasting on KFAQ. But my point being is that this is universal. This does not apply to any particular race, any particular group, any particular country, any particular citizenship. Absolutely everyone. Everyone who's born on this planet is absolutely free. They are a free person. The problem is that the people of, quote, authority, unquote, you know, tell them that they're not free. And that if they're good boys and girls, you know, they'll make them free. They'll give them freedom. Now, that's not possible. That's not possible at all. Could you imagine people? Yeah, I gave this example a couple of weeks ago on the other station, and I said, can you imagine this conversation? One guy goes, hey, Bob, you look kind of down. Yeah, Jim, I am kind of down. Well, what seems to be a problem, Bob? Well, Jim, you know, I like to be a free person. I like to be really free. You know what I mean? But, you know, no one's given me a document that says that I'm a free person, and I don't know where to find it. And I think, well, yeah, I know what you mean. You know, it's pretty tough. You can't find those documents anymore. They don't make them, I don't think, you know. So I guess, he says, well, I guess I'm not a free person. Yeah, Jim. Well, Bob, how? Let's go. Let's go for a drink. Maybe we'll feel better. I mean, can you imagine that conversation? Isn't that stupid? It's silly. It's insane. But this is what we do every day. We actually wait. We're waiting for the proclamation from somebody that we, from a, listen to this, folks, listen carefully, from a public service servant, from a public servant, someone we elected as a public servant. We are waiting for them to pronounce or proclaim our freedom. I sound like a minister, don't I? But think about it. I am waiting for the proclamation that I am free. Let me check the Constitution to see if the Constitution tells me I'm free. The Constitution doesn't make you free. The Bill of Rights does not make you free. The Articles of Confederation don't make you free. The Declaration of Independence does not make you free. You see my point? There's no document that makes you free. Absolutely none. You are born free. Then you say, well, how come I don't feel free? Because it's in your own mind. It's in your own mind. You're born. Of course, you're dependent on your parents. You don't feel very free when you're a little baby. You know, you're dependent on everything. You can't eat, whatever, you know, whatever. And that's understand, that's natural. Now, the primary job, responsibility of your parents are not to make you dependent. This is going to be a shock to most American parents, by the way. This will be a real shocker. Your job as a parent is to prepare your children as they get older to be independent of you, so that they can live their lives, support themselves. And I like to add, as you get older, that they support you. Not that you work your behinds off, put away enough money so that you can leave your children money, an inheritance, so they can live off of it. This country is upside down, backwards, inside out. But this is the freedom. This is what I'm talking about, freedom. We are all free. We don't need a proclamation. We never needed a constitution. And I'm a big advocate of the Constitution. Big advocate of the Constitution. Call me a constitutionalist, if you will. I'm not saying it's a bad document. I'm just saying that, theoretically, you don't need that. When you get through that through your head, when you get that through your skull, when you say, hey, I'm free, I don't need a proclamation from a public servant that I put in office to tell me I'm free, I will be free. Then you can say, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. Truly, you can say those words. Before that time, you're not free. Then who's making you unfree? Who's making you the slave? You are enslaving yourself. No one else is doing that.
Yeah, but, you know, they got the army and they got the Navy and, you know, they got the laws. They make the laws there that got a sort of hold on you, put a hold on you. You know, you can't do anything you want, you know that.
Well, who put them there? Who put the slave owners in office?
Well, you know, you sort of got to vote. You know, it's my responsibility to vote. You know what I mean? I got to vote.
Yeah, you got to vote. No, you don't have a responsibility to vote. You have the responsibility of dissent. If I sang angry this morning, let me tell you the reason why.
Because I'm angry.
I'm angry with all the garbage that we hear. What is wrong with us? What is wrong that we cannot see the clarity in this message? It is, you want to know, the message is so simple, it's incomprehensible.
Well, wait, it can't be that way, Joe. I'm sorry. It just can't be that way, Joe. I can't do that. Yeah, it's too simple. We need a formula, you know, and maybe we need some legislation. We need some legislation that clarifies for us. Maybe we can get some bureaucrats involved in this thing here and maybe make some sense, but you make no sense at all. You know that.
It's exactly what we are doing, folks. You want to know who the slave owners are? You really want to know? I can name them. I can name every single slave owner in this country. Every single one. And I'll start right now. You. I've named them all. You are the slave owner of yourself. Because you, just like Bob and Jim's conversation that I was mimicking a minute ago.
I'm waiting for that piece of paper. You know, you know, I called the government, asked them to send me a paper saying I'm free. I haven't received a response yet. You know what I mean? You know, I better go get another drink. I'll feel better.
I don't understand. Folks, I don't understand. Maybe I had an epiphany and no one else had the epiphany and I'm asking everyone, please have an epiphany. Let's take a break. I need to take a swig of coffee. I'm aggravated. You know what I mean? I really am aggravated.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure Libertarian Talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our toll-free number is 888-773-4496. Do not feel as if you are interrupting me. Do not feel that way. You are not interrupting me at all. I want you to interrupt me. Please interrupt me. 888-773-4496. I know it's early in the morning. I understand that I am I'm ranting. Almost like an out-of-control evangelist. That's what I feel like today. But please call in 888-773-4496. Love to hear from you. And if you don't call because you're listening to a rebroadcast, I'd like your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. Write to me. I know who you are. If you don't write, I'm going to come out and get you. All right? All right. We understand that. Okay, good. Only joking, only joking. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to be at your front door, you know. Maybe I will. Who knows? Now, why are we this way? You know, I think Doug Casey did a beautiful job of capsulizing this whole situation. Why don't we think critically? Now, this is thinking critically. This is throwing away all the belief systems. And folks, no hate mail, please. I'm not talking about throwing away your religion. Every time I say belief systems, I get hate mail. The mail I get is so hateful, it's unbelievable. You're religious people. You think they send me a nice mail. The reason why they send me the hate mail, you know, I don't understand that. But I'm not talking about doing away with your belief in whatever your religious persuasion is. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking your belief system of things that you've been brought up to learn, you know, like... you know, this nationality is good and that one's bad. This party is good. Political party is good. This is bad. All this garbage. You know, like these people, what do you expect from those people? You know, they're Germans. You know, that's why they do that. You know, that, yeah. And, oh, the French. Yeah, I know them. Yeah, you know, they're this way, yeah. Or the Italians. Oh boy, they worse, you know. You get all this stupid crap. All this stupid crap. Makes no sense at all. But Doug Casey, he capsulized it beautifully. He calls it the trivector of trivialization. Doug Casey's a internationally acclaimed, renowned, or whatever they say, whatever they use the term, investment advisor. He's wonderful. He's a really brilliant guy. And he said, the reason why we think the way we do is because of our school system. Do you think our school system encourages critical thinking? Heck no. Well, I'm going to do a whole program on the school system. And you better have your earplugs on because I'm really going to scream then. I'm really going to scream then. I mentioned school system, and you know, the hair in the back of my hands goes up in the air, you know. I mean, it just grabs me. It hurts me. I mean, it's just like, I become a pit bull. Because normally I'm a sweet and light, lovable guy, you know. Our school system, what do you think? You know, every week, every month, I'm sorry, every year, the government revises, you know, the history. And what I call in school, and I didn't coin this, Pat Robinson did it, comic book history. Absolutely right. It's all comic book history. None of what we learn in school. None of the history that we learn in school. None is right. Oh, some dates may be about right. But the reason why people did what they did and the effect and the cause of it, all wrong. Every one of them. I can debate every single one of them. In fact, I always said, I haven't done this yet. I want to get a book. I want to get a high school or even college history book. And just start from page one, any page, at random, open a book. Read a paragraph. This happened. And then refute the whole damn thing. Just refute it. It's all wrong. And then prove that it's wrong. Any page it read. In fact, I would call the people and say, this book has 296 pages. Pick a page. Have them come in. All right, Joe, page 193. 193, I'll read something. I can prove it's wrong. That's how bad it is. We even believe. I mean, believe it or not, but we have been led to believe that the Vietnamese were our mortal enemy. Would you believe that? People in their, you know, their oxens and their carts and their rice fields. They were going out here. They were going to get us. Watch out. Lock up your house. Watch the skies. Load your guns. And we bought all that crap from the bureaucrats in Washington who made a fortune on the death of our young men and women. My goodness gracious, you go worse than that you can't get. I'll even go further than that, folks. I'll go further than that. We actually have been told and led to believe that the attack by the Japanese on Pearl Harbor was a surprise attack. The most ridiculous statement in the world. And what's funny, not funny, what's truly sad, really sad, is that government documents will tell us that wasn't so. The government documents will tell us it wasn't so. But in school, oh, geez, we were sitting there, not minding our own business, playing badminton, you know, on the runways, listening to some nice, you know, orchestra music, this and that, having our breakfast. And all of a sudden, these bad guys came on the airplanes and bombed everything. My goodness gracious. I go nuts. You know, I think someday, you're going to be listening to this program, I'm going to go off the cliff, I'm going to go nuts. I said, that's his last broadcast. He just went totally nuts. He's gone. Absolutely gone. Not worth it anymore. Poor guy. That's going to be me. I know it's going to happen, folks. I can feel it. Back to the trivector of trivialization by Doug Casey. I am plagiarizing. The school system, that's why we think the way we do, and we can't think critically, because we're told to memorize crap that is of no consequence, and God forbid we think critically. Johnny, I'm going to tell your mother you said that. That's terrible. You shouldn't do that. No, that's wrong. Do this. You won't pass the test. No child left behind. I'll lose my job. Boom, 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 boom. Smack the kid around, you know. Get him in line. Get him in line. We're going to have no kid thinking for himself. My goodness, could you imagine 30 kids in a classroom all thinking for themselves? There would be panic, pandemonium. It's exactly what we need, folks. It's exactly what we need. Government propaganda. Do I have to say anything about that? Government propaganda. And didn't need that explanation on that one? Everything the government says, everything. Folks, let me say this again. Everything the government says, everything has been colored, reshaped, reformulated, and traversed to a point where it's not the truth anymore. In fact, it's not even close to the truth. And I would venture to say that most, if not all of what the government says, whatever they say, the truth is the opposite. And they color it up like a coloring book. And then, of course, mainstream media. I hate to use that term. I hate the term mainstream. Our media, the media, look what they do. They regurgitate what the government says. Instead of saying, are you kidding me? The government just pronounced da-da-da-da-da-da. You've got to be, what, they think we're idiots? No. They don't think we're idiots. They know we're idiots. That's why they do it. Until we wake up, folks, until we truly wake up and say, wait a minute, I don't need a piece of paper by some bureaucrat that I put in office that's scamming the entire system, sucking the blood out of me, to give me a piece of paper to tell me that I'm free. The day that we come to that realization is the day this country changes. You don't believe that, do you? You know, we use the word we and us. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to say you and me. When I say in my introduction, it's time for us to take, for us, no, it's time for you to take control of your government. Because this bureaucratic oversight and self-serving federal government starves you of your property, your freedom, your rights, and your liberty. It's time for you to take back control of your government. Not we, you. Not us, you. It's time for you to take back control of your government. Now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, you must shed conventional thinking. You must do that. You must start thinking critically. Regarding our political structure, and you need to be a revolutionary in thought, 24 hours a day, 24 hours, a revolutionary in thought, and dissident action, every day. Instead of when we see a public figure, we go, oh, Senator so-and-so, I just got, you are not connected. Oh, boy. I just got disconnected. Oh, boy. I just got disconnected. Continue. Let's see what happens. Folks, I just got a notice on my computer that I have just been disconnected. Isn't that interesting? We're going to do this again. Let's see if we can do this.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
This is a Blog Talk Radio.
Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
Hold on.
To hear important instructions, press 1. Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Thank you, Marie. Oh, finally. Okay. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It's this anonymous host. Okay. I have no idea what happened. I've totally lost where I was. I've totally lost. This threw me out. Threw me off altogether. All right. I think the point that I wanted to make this morning, I hope I made a point this morning, but the point I wanted to make this morning is that there's a reason, you know, why we don't do this, you know. Why we think the way we do, you know, because of the school system, government propaganda, the mainstream media. And also, you know, when we're young, we're belligerent, you know, we are constantly disagreeing, you know, our parents, you know, we're just revolutionary with our parents, if anything else, you know, we shouldn't be, but we are, we're all that way. And so even if our parents tell us, you know, you're free, you know, we go, oh, no, we're not, you know, we'll disagree no matter what they say, you know, no, that's blue. No, it's not blue, it's red. You know, we always argue with them, right? And we all do. It's natural. You know, there's this revolutionary type thing we have in our blood for some reason against our parents. And then when we get older, we realize that we're right in the first place. That's what I did, you know. My father used to say all these crazy things, and I thought they were crazy, and now I look back, oh, my God, that was a smart thing he said. But I'll tell you another reason why, and probably the main reason why we are the way we are, is because we look at ourselves as a chip of glass. Yeah, we're all chips of glass. I'll be honest with you. You're a chip of glass, you know. You didn't know that, did you? I'm a chip of glass, you know. And, you know, we see this little chip of glass. We go, oh, boy, a little chip, right? It's not very even. It's jagged. It's sharp at one end. There's no particular shape to it. You know, nothing. It's nothing. And so we all look at ourselves as we're all these little chips. You know, like a... something just broke and a little piece fell on the floor. That's the way we see ourselves. I know you think this is crazy, huh? Wait, first of all, I'm sure you're saying this guy's nuts, so what else do you expect? No, I'm not going to go there. You're a chip of glass. I'm a chip of glass. Hold on for a second to that thought, because I'm going to explain to you why that chip of glass is so important. Okay, we're going to stop for station identification.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Folks, you're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. We have a call-in number. It's toll-free, 888-773-4496. 888-773-4496. For those people on the Block Talk Radio platform, it's 646-652-4620. You can call either one, by the way. It makes no difference. I would like your comments to comments at libertytalkradio.com. That's comments at libertytalkradio.com. Please let me hear from you. I will respond to each one, and your disagreements, your arguments, your compliments would be nice, but not that important. You know, your disagreements are more important than anything else, okay? And your opinions. That's what I like to hear. This program is not for me. All this program does is raise my blood pressure. This program is for you. I'm going to use the word you from now on, no more us or we. All right? We understand that. I ended before the break. I ended by saying we're all chips of glass. And he said, kind of strange. You know, I'm not a chip of glass. I'll smack you in the head, Joe. You know, disrespectful guy you are, you know. No, I'm a chip of glass. I am. I'm a chip of glass like everybody else. You see, look at this chip of glass. You go, it has no definitive shape. I mean, it has a definitive shape, but it doesn't mean anything. It's not like it's pretty. You know, it could be an odd shape. It looks like it's just a broken piece of glass. Very small, you know. And it was meaningless. Doesn't mean anything. Something you should throw away. What good is this little chip of glass? This glass doesn't mean anything. I am meaningless. If I'm this chip of glass, I'm as meaningless as this chip of glass. And then all of a sudden you decide, well, wait a minute. Maybe this chip of glass has some sort of purpose. Let's see. What if I took this chip of glass and I put it with other chips of glass? Maybe the ones are the same color, maybe opposite color, maybe contrasting color. I put it there. And everyone does the same thing. Everybody who's a chip of glass, that includes me, folks. Me too. I put my little chip of glass up. And collectively we do this. We walk away. And we look at those chips of glass. And instead of seeing chips of glass, we see a beautiful mosaic. And we realize we are something, part of something really big and really beautiful. You see, we're closet libertarians. And by the way, I even dislike the term libertarian. I tell people, are you a libertarian? Oh, is that like you're a lesbian or what? No, I'm not a lesbian. Not yet. Give me time, you know? You know, people don't know. You're a libertarian. Oh, you're one of those people. Oh, yeah, you believe in that crazy stuff. Yeah, I believe, like, in freedom and, you know, no government intrusion and, you know, I believe in the Constitution. Oh, yeah, you're a radical, aren't you? I mean, that's what people say. I never say I'm a libertarian. People have no idea. Oh, you're a lesbian, aren't you? No, I'm not a lesbian. But I'm a guy. I'm not even a girl. How can I be a lesbian? Well, I thought that's what the libertarians were. You're like lesbian people. Have fun, have parties. No. You know, it's exhausting. Absolutely. You know, take my position, you'll be exhausted 24 hours a day. I don't even sleep anymore. I wake up in the middle of the night, this is crazy. My wife says, would you get some sleep? I say, I can't. How can you sleep? Everything aggravates me. Anyway, so we walk back and we look at this mosaic. It's beautiful. You see what you can do. You see the metaphor there, okay? You're not a chip. You are a chip of glass. I'm a chip of glass. We're all chips of glasses. But collectively, it becomes like the Arab Spring. The only one occurrence that the government is really fearful of, one thing, is that they're afraid that someday you realize that you are no longer a chip of glass. That you are now part of a beautiful mosaic called freedom, liberty. And you can stand back and look at the beauty of it. And anything that the government does detracts from that beauty, shatters the glass. Do you want the glass shattered? I don't. But they come in with sledgehammers, you know, boom, boom, boom. They destroy it all. Think of yourself. Think of yourself such as that. Folks, it is so incredibly critical that we start thinking critically. But the problem is we see ourselves as chips of glass, and as a result, what do? We become closet liberty people. Closet libertarians, if you will. Closet anarchists, whatever you want to call it. Freedom from government. We're all in the closet. We have neighbors. And now neighbors, you get together for a party. You know, they have, the summertime block parties. And people having time. Oh, they're having a beer or a soda. And they're talking to that. What are they talking about?
Oh, yeah, I'm sort of proud of my son. You know, he's in Afghanistan now. It's his third tour in Afghanistan. I know he's lost his mind and his left arm, but I'm proud of him, you know. And you know, what are you going to say?
Well, I don't think we should be there. We shouldn't be killing those people. Oh, yeah, that's nice, Bob. I'm proud. Yeah, I'm sure you're proud of him, you know. You say, Bob, you're an idiot. I would be proud of his son if his son said, go to Afghanistan and kill people that I don't know for no reason whatsoever because this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government is going to make money off of it? I don't think so. I don't think so. Then I'd say, Bob, I'm proud of your son too. Yeah. It's un-American. It is literally un-American to be free. To talk about freedom, to talk against intrusive government power. It's wrong. It's un-American. God, how could you say, how could you be that? Don't you love your country? Don't you love your country? Of course I don't love my country. How could I love a country? I love my wife. I love my children. I love my country. I love the trees and the buildings. I hug them every day. What a stupid statement, I love my country. Stupid! Because we say that, we don't think critically. Well, I guess I gotta love my country. So, hey, Bobby, you're gonna have to go to, you know, Iraq or Iran. In fact, you're most likely going to Iran, get yourself killed, get your head blown off, and if you come back, you'll come back all screwed up in the head. But you're doing that because you love your country. Is that what we want? Is that the America we've evolved to be? If it is, there is no hope, folks. Pack up and do what the doomsday preppers are doing. Either go into a silo or leave the country. That's your only hope. And right now, that seems to be the only two good alternatives. But we won't express our opinion because we feel that everybody else around us is a chip of glass. And they look at themselves as a chip of glass. They don't see the mosaic. You've seen the mosaic and now you're free. But they don't see the mosaic. They're the chips of glass and you're afraid. Because then people look at you like you're strange. People look at me, I'm strange, you know. Every time I come out my mouth, they go, Joe,
his crazy ideas, you know, the liberty, you know, crazy stuff, you know.
I don't know how much longer I can take this. I mean, I can't go on for the rest of my life this way. I'm going nuts. But that's the way it is, folks. And the only way, absolutely only way that we will ever become free is when we step back and realize that the chip of glass that represents us is part of a beautiful mosaic, and we don't want anybody with a sledgehammer coming in and breaking it up. And we will do anything to protect that mosaic. That is a tough, tough chore. Ain't going to be easy, folks. Ain't going to be easy. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be criticized. You're even going to be called a lesbian. A wacko. Or the worst thing is they go, well, you know Jim. You know, they're, well, yeah, but you know Jim. There's critical thinking for you. You know Jim. What the hell is that supposed to mean? You know Jim. What the heck is that supposed to mean? But that's supposed to explain everything.
Well, you know those Iranians.
I do. I don't know them. In fact, I have a couple of Iranian friends. Wonderful people. Wonderful, warm, welcoming. They're wonderful people.
Well, no, you can't trust them, you know, because they're the Arab people over there. You can't trust those people over there. You know that.
You know, well, you know, Iranians are not Arabs, you know. They're Persians.
Well, stop confusing the issue with that garbage, you know. Stop. That's communist propaganda you're talking about now. You know, aren't you American? Aren't you red-blooded American or what? Are you a communist? You're probably a communist. That's your problem.
That's what you get. That's what I get all the time. I get it every time. Now I just piss people off. I just really get them. They say, what are you? I said, I'm an anarchist.
Oh, my God, you're going to burn the place down. You're going to watch out, everybody. Clear the room. We got an anarchist among us.
You know, I might as well aggravate them back because I have no idea what they're talking about. I just tell them something ridiculous. Oh, yeah, I'm an extreme anarchist. An XA, extreme anarchist. Man, I should have T-shirts with XA on it. I'll make them up. Call me. I'll send you one. XAs. Well, we'll be XAs, extreme anarchists. Folks, I truly hope that you got a flavor. Not an understanding, but at least a flavor of what I'm trying to say. Without it, we're doomed. We're screwed. Well, forget about it. You know, forget about long-term planning. Ain't gonna be no long-term planning. No nothing. Just be prepared to do what you are told and be good boys and girls. And this is going to be the end of this program. Today, we're going to be back and listen to my program Sunday morning, 8 o'clock. Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. 1170 KFEQ AM, and listen to Liberty Talk Radio and commercial radio. I hope to be there forever. And I will continue my internet program because I just enjoy it so much. It relieves the tensions, makes me feel better, and I think it does a lot for my blood pressure. It really does. I mean that. It does a lot for my blood pressure. And I hope that you can take this message, and when you listen to people on radio, other talk show hosts, and they disagree with me, bring up my point of view. See what they have to say. Okay? Here we go. All righty. There's our bumper song saying that this program's over, okay? All right, this is the end of today's program. We'd like to thank Ranch Shakers Audiology for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Shakers Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your listeners your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. There is no middle ground. Ron Paul has a sign that says, don't steal. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.